Yeah, we're back in the building. Yes, sir, your favorite anime commentary manga podcast is back in the building. Black Hockey, we are back. Season 3, booty, let's talk about it. Y'all know my cat likes to discuss, you know, the topics with us. You got something to say? Oh, she walked away. Well, never mind. She ain't got nothing to say to us. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode, again, of your favorite anime commentary podcast. The Black Hockey Podcast is back. I'm your wonderful host that is back. I don't know why that took me so long to say. I had a brain fart, I think. But I am your wonderful host, Tyronza. Big Ronza, big ties in the building. You feel what I'm saying? We are here for another one. I'm here to give y'all some good commentary. Not here for a long time, but here for a good time. You feel what I'm saying? First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody that continues to listen to us, watch us wherever you listen or watch us from. You feel what I'm saying? If you watch us on our exclusively sometimes on our Patreon, which will have exclusive episodes like me ranting about how Channing Tatum is not my Gambit and how he is probably the worst Gambit of all time.
Trash!
You can watch that episode right now on our Patreon, $3 a month. And I'm giving you 7 days. 7 days free. And wait. I'm not only giving you the 7 days free, I'm also sitting here and giving you a discount on top of that. Come on now. So after the 7 days, if you decide to, you know, just subscribe to the Patreon, you can get it for the discounted rate for the next month. Come on now. Listen, I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I know times is hard. Times is tough. So if you mess with the content, if you fuck with me, I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Come on over. We appreciate you. Listen, we got a good episode for y'all today. Going to talk more One Piece today on the specific topic on the new chapter, because I believe One Piece 1125 is, technically out, but the scans are out. You feel what I'm saying? The proofreads, as I like to call them, are out. And I'm very excited to talk about it. We'll have some of our affiliate partners talk about their products and everything during the show, and we'll keep into One Piece. And I want to ask a couple questions. The first question is, what is the new bounties after Egghead? Right, because we have to have new bounties after this whole debacle at Egghead Island. And after 1125, after reading this chapter, I think I have I don't know if it's more of a theory or a feeling. And I think it's more of a feeling. And I guess my question to that feeling is, after reading this chapter, guys, is Shanks really evil? I don't know. I don't know. What I know is that he has a lot of power. He has a lot of power to his name. You understand what I'm saying? That this is a strong mother effer, right? This is a strong somebody who has a lot of power to their name. We have to remember, this is the same man who got his arm bit off by a kaiju in the water and told the kaiju to leave. Didn't even have to tell the kaiju to do anything, but just get the fuck up out of here. Huh? This is the same guy who went to Marineford, stopped a kainu's attack. No hockey. And if it was hockey, light hockey, right? Who stopped the entire war. This is the same guy who one-shot a kid with no effort. And this this is the same guy who has the cachet and the power to go to the Gorosei and have a meeting. Oh, we're going to get into it. But before we get into it, let's hear from one of our partners, our affiliate partners, CapCut, on what they have. All right, let's get right into it.
Taking a moment from the show to give our affiliate partners CapCut a little love, the all-in-one video editing app that makes editing a breeze. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, CapCut has everything you need to create high-quality videos right from your phone. It's packed with tools like filters, effects, music, and even AI-powered features to take your content to the next level. Plus, it's super easy to use, perfect for TikToks, Reels, YouTube videos, and more. So if you're ready to up your editing game, go ahead and download the CapCut app today using the QR code right here or the link right down in our bio.
All right, shout out to our affiliate partners, CapCut. All right, so let's get right. Let's jump literally right into it. Okay, so as we break down this chapter, right, as we break down this One Piece chapter, it starts off with basically Yamato again as the cover, right? And that's how we're starting, as Yamato as the cover. Now, what's happening, first of all, is Lucci, okay? Everybody's leaving Egghead at this point. The Navy's lost, right? In the eyes of the world, and in the eyes of me, honestly, in the eyes of everybody, you lost. The Navy has lost. Lucci lost twice.
Trash!
Think about that. Rob Lucci lost twice. He lost to Luffy once, okay? Well, twice, but he lost here. Again, lost the rematch. And then you take on Zoro, who then you lose to still. You got cut-up marks. You feel me? He chopped you up. Huh? So they're asking Lucci, well, where's Stussy? Where's Stussy? Where's Stussy? Well, last chapter we know Kaku. In the last couple chapters, we know Kaku sat here and told Stussy to leave. Because I got love for you, but I really want to, you know what I'm saying, believe, get the hell up out of here. She left. So what does Rob Lucci say? Hey, I killed her. Or she died in battle. Boom, boom, boom. Left that alone. Right? So the Vice Admirals at this point are, you know, trying to tell Saint Saturn at this point, like, yo, we sorry we fucked up. You know, Saint Saturn is basically saying we have Punk Records. We came for what we got. We got York. We have the Mother Flame, all of that good stuff. But also the Vice Admirals with the Buster Call fleet, they failed, right? Again, you failed to get Luffy. You failed to get what you needed to come here for and needed to do, which was to get Juri Bonnie and to stop the Straw Hats, in which you now have allowed both of them to escape, and which I don't know if the Navy at this point knows that Vegapunk is still alive, right? Like, I don't know if they know to a degree that Vegapunk is still alive, right? So now the one of the Vice Admirals is asking, yo, Saint Saturn, like, yo, what's good? Hey, you know that recording that Vegapunk sent out? Like, listen, you said this was a failure, right? So does that mean what he said was true? And you know Saint Saturn don't like that shit, huh? Don't talk back to me, right? So he hits him, bow, hit him in the face with his little hockey blast or whatever, knocks him out, right? So at this point, Punk Records flies up. Again, the Vegapunks are still alive. And I don't think York knows until now. So New York just found out that the Vegapunks are still living, because she is the only one that's supposed to control that. No, we all know that all of Shaka, Atlas, all of them still alive. You feel what I'm saying? So Punk Records is at this point secure. Now, this is where shit gets real. Okay. So we get to Marajoa, Huh? We get to motherfucking marriage. We get to the Holy Land. Huh? And y'all know the five elder room, right? The five elders room, right? Ooh. Now, it's four of them there, okay? Now, I told y'all, everybody kept asking the question, well, why did all four of them go back to Merjawah and Saturn was there? Well, that's because Saturn was the one to actually go by ship with Kizaru, right? Okay, explain that. Now, who walks in the motherfucker? Who walks in the motherfucking door? Like this motherfucker own the bitch. Nigga, this nigga Saint Figureland motherfucking Garland. Now, if we don't remember who Saint Figureland Garland is, okay, this is the guy who, all right? Oh, no, let's do that. Let's do it like, oh, no. Can we do it? Wait, there we go. Aha, there we go, right there. This is the same guy who took out one of the celestial dragons. He was the supreme commander of the Holy Knights and the former king of God Valley. The same God Valley where all that shit popped off, right? All of that shit, Garp, Rox, Roger, all of that shit, right? This man walked up in this bitch like, hey, new orders have been bestowed upon me, niggas. And you know everybody, the old niggas like, what the fuck is you, nigga, what? Hey, Garland, like, hey. Like, we know you, we know you that nigga, but don't come up in here like that, bro. Don't, don't do that, right? Don't come up in here, don't act like you got the sauce. But like, we know you got the sauce, but don't come up here because we the sauce. You the sauce over there. Don't come up here like this nigga came in with the white coat on everything. You feel me? Came in with the, I mean, if dripped. If old dude Drippy was a comic book character, it would be this man right here. Excuse me, anime character, but still, oh my God, this might be low key. He might be one of, oh man, I can't wait till they animate this man. This man come in just cold as hell. How you come in stepping? Big stepper, allegedly Shanks's father, huh? Allegedly Shanks' father come in stepping like, and these niggas ask him like, who, hey, back, what, nigga? You don't come up in here like that. He said, hey, new orders have been stowed upon me, big dogs. And they like, what? What is you talking about? And he said, and I quote, the Vegapunk known as York shall henceforth be under my purview as I was just named the new defense science warrior god. Now kids, if you haven't been paying attention, every elder is a warrior god, okay? And if you have not been paying attention, if you go back and notice, Saturn was what? The defense warrior god. So what happens to Saint Saturn, right? Because now everybody's like, wait, whoa, wait a minute. One of them says, don't tell me. And he says, the world is in turmoil. An unprecedented level of rebellion is amid. Let us work together to better the world, my fellow elders. One of the elders is in shock. He's sweating. So you know what that tells me? That tells me Saint Figureland Garland is not to be fucked with. He wasn't never to be fucked with. And that tells me another agenda is amiss, because now he's not the supreme commander of the Holy Knights anymore. That's done. He is now one of the five elders, Saint Figureland Garland, defense science warrior god. So then what happens to that man, Saint Saturn? what happens to him? Well, he had a job to do. And in the eyes of Emu, who is the quintessential ruler of the One Piece universe, he did not do said job. He did not carry out said job. And I quote, I believe he did say, Emu did tell him, hey, you let Joy Boy escape, in terms of Luffy, because he ate the fruit, and just because of who Luffy is and how his who he is, but also he let Joy Boy's haki erupt, and Emu didn't like that. So you know what he did? Emu killed that man.
Trash.
Emu slaughtered that man so much. So much so, this man, he looked like this. If you're watching us right now, and I definitely say to watch us right now, it was like you're watching all of the immortality drain from his body. Whatever power that was keeping him alive, that was maybe bestowed upon him by Emu, done, finished, finito. So they're on the ship. All the vice admirals are like, what the fuck? What are we supposed to do? He's bursting into flames. What is happening? And again, we know that Saint Figgerland Garling is the new fifth elder. You can't have more than five. One gotta go. We've seen movies like that. One gotta go. So that means now, Saint Saturn, you're the one that has to go because you didn't do your job. I asked you to do one job. Pretty hard job to do, but I don't think it was hard for you, especially if you're calling on the other elders and y'all still don't get it done. Y'all still don't get it done. He evaporated that man. And you heard what I said, evaporated. We know what evaporates means, right? Right? When water starts to evaporate and just turn into nothing, when it starts to boil, he did that. And all you saw was a skull. And I said, oh my God. And towards the end of the chapter, we basically see that, listen, you know, the Revolutionary Army is gearing up for the kind of world government to kind of counteract their method of killing the supply of food to Marjorie, right? So and Dragon has been saying, hey, we got to watch out for the Holy Knights, because if they deploy them, then the real fight begins. So that's the end of the chapter. I don't believe we get a break, right, with just the Revolutionary Army talking. We do get the Vegapunks talking. But the main thing was Saint Figgerland Garling as the new elder, right? Can we get his picture back up? Like, I mean, the way he stepped in the door was crazy to me. Like we knew Boy was that guy. You understand what I'm saying? We knew he was that guy. We knew he was that man. But the fact that he just walked in, and again, allegedly it's Shanks' daddy. And again, Shanks has the cachet to do the same. And now your so-called father is one of the elders. Now that takes me to my next question. Is Shanks evil? Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I have the evidence to back up what the hell I'm asking or what the hell I'm saying. I'm not even about to sit here and do that. Right? What I am saying is this. Shanks has definitely helped, and Shanks has definitely, I can't say hurt. Well, I mean, if you're a Kid fan, he's definitely hurt you, right? But I just believe Shanks is, because what I call Dragon Evil, I can't call Dragon Evil, even though he's going against the world government, right? I don't see him as such. I don't see him as evil. Is he evil? I don't know. I can't say. I don't think so. Is Shanks evil? I don't know. I can't say. Right? Like, and Shanks is my guy, too. Shanks is my guy. But I believe Shanks could have an ulterior motive. Am I wrong? Am I wrong for feeling that way? Am I wrong for feeling like this man has an ulterior motive to do something? Am I wrong for feeling like Shanks, with all the power that he has, with all of it? And I mean, the brother is strong as hell. We seen him one shot Kid. Now again, Kid had 3 billion berries. He got that off the back of Law. We know that. But that doesn't stop to say, hey, this man is still that man, right? He's still that guy. So when I think about Shanks and who this man, who he is, there we go. I don't want to say he's evil. I don't particularly want to say it. I sometimes think it. I think there is an ulterior motive. I think there is maybe something that he's scheming and planning that far supersedes what me and you, or even, you know, like, I think Oda has something up his sleeve when it comes to Shanks, man. Somebody did a great breakdown, I think, shout out to that One Piece talk about Shanks and how he's just as probably one of the most laid back characters in One Piece has. Real talk, he's one of the strongest. As to be one of the strongest characters, he's one of the most laid back, not too much on Shanks in terms of he doesn't get a lot of airtime. And when he does get that airtime, it's seen of him literally showcasing probably not even a tenth or like 20% of his maximum strength. Y'all get what I'm saying? So with his alleged father now being an elder, you can't tell me, one, he doesn't know that. That information didn't get back to him. Two, it's like, man, your father is a fucking elder. Again, there could be ulterior motives to that. There could be something in there to say like, hey, Garland and Shanks know each other, are working together on something. Da, 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 da. It has something to do with Luffy. Luffy has to be the piece. Luffy is somewhat the piece to all this shit, okay? And we're going to see it down the line, because it just feels to me like everybody has something ulterior motive, and it may be against Emu. Real talk. Real talk. Everybody has to somewhat be in place. I don't know. That's just how my mind is thinking. That's how my mind is thinking. All right. Let's get to the last thing I want to talk about. The Straw Hats. So, like I said, after Egghead, I believe new bounties have to be bestowed upon the Straw Hat crew now, right? We are after Egghead. Luffy, if you want to say, defeated Kizaru.
He did.
He took it to him. You feel what I'm saying? Zorro defeated Lucci. You feel what I'm saying? He went toe to toe with the elders. Luffy went toe to toe with the elders. I mean, if you want to talk in terms of bounty, everybody has to go up. Sanji went toe to toe with the elders. You know, we have to say, let's say, where are we with Luffy? 3 billion. He has to go up at least 1.5. So we say about a 4.5 billion berry on his head, especially if he's going to Elbath. Absolutely. Zoro, now that he took out, he went toe to toe with the Seraphim. The Seraphim was nervous of him, right? Lucci got defeated by not only the captain, but the first mate. So he definitely has to go up at least to 2 billion berries off the cuff. You feel what I'm saying? Not even a joke. He has to be 2 billion berries, period. It has to be. It can't be no 1.9. 2 billion. All right, Zoro, for sure. Nico Robin has to be like a 1.3 billion berries. You feel what I'm saying? She held it down. Sanji definitely held it down. You got to send him up a couple berries. He might be at that 1.8, you know what I'm saying, 1.9 mark, even 1.7 mark. Jinbei, he can probably be, he ain't do too much. He can probably be at that like 1.4, 1.5 mark or whatever. Frankie definitely has to be up there. You know, you got to give my man at least close to a billion because he is that guy. You feel what I'm saying? Chopper got to at least get like 100,000 berries, bro. Like, stop playing with my man. Y'all be playing in Chopper face. Stop playing in Chopper face, man, and give that man some respect. He really didn't do much, but I get it. Who else? Usopp. Usopp is definitely going to go up a few berries. He might be the one to actually hit maybe like 750,000 berries or 50 million berries or whatever like that. Who else? Brook. Brook is going to go up a little bit. Probably what was he at, like 100? He can go up to like maybe 300, and also with Nami, probably like to 500 million berries. Everybody's gonna go up at least a good minimum amount. But what I'm looking at specifically is Luffy and Zoro. They have to be the ones to go up. Luffy took out Kizaru. He went toe-to-toe with the five Gorosei. You have to give him that 1.5. Like, Zoro clashed with the dude who has a sword, the elder who has a sword. He clashed with him. He stopped his attack a couple times and took out Lucci. You have to give him that 2 bill, period. That's my bounties, and I'm sticking to them for real. Let me know some of your bounties, what you got for the Straw Hats, and what do you think is going to happen in the new Elbath order? I'm very excited for that. All right, so listen, again, my thing with this whole chapter was Saint Figureland Garling, Shanks's daddy, excuse me, right? Like, Shanks's daddy is now an elder. What does that mean? How does that look for everyone involved? What does that look like for Shanks going forward? It's so many questions in my head and so many theories also. We'll probably talk about them on Patreon, all right? Listen, I love y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. Again, follow us for all Black hockey content and more, Epic Echo Pro or Epic Echo Productions on YouTube. You feel what I'm saying? You can catch us shorts and all full episodes there. Any exclusive content, you can catch up on our Patreon. $3 a month, $3 a month again. Catch us there. And I love you guys. Be easy, stay breezy. And before we get out of here, let's hear from our partners in Asha, all right?
Taking a moment from the podcast to talk about our affiliate partners and give love to Asha, the ultimate podcast distribution platform that helps you launch, grow, and monetize your show all in one place. With Asha, you can distribute your podcast everywhere with just one click, track your analytics, and even engage your audience with built-in marketing tools. It's everything you need to take your podcast to the next level, whether you're just starting out or already have a loyal following. Ready to make podcasting easier? Hit the link in our bio right now or click the QR code and start Asha today for free.
All right, y'all. Listen, thank you so much to our affiliate partners in Asha and CapCut. Make sure y'all check out those services. Make sure that y'all check out those services again. Click. I know what the QR codes. We'll fix those next time. But we'll have the links in the bio when this episode drops. All right. I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. Shout out to everybody that continues to listen to us. Shout out to everybody that continues to watch us. And I definitely want to say shout out to everybody that continues to watch us. I mean, listen to us on Good Pods. Making us the number one podcast in our category on Good Pods, the number one podcast in animation and manga. Yo, I want to say thank you guys so much. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all stay easy. Y'all be breezy. And this has been another one, of course. Be good. We'll see y'all. And make sure that y'all watch some anime, read some manga, or do both. All right? Love y'all. Peace.